The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering.
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 Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering. It's another Tuesday night. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we hope you enjoyed our old intro.
Right? Yes, we were just talking about that. So we decided to actually have our live celebration tonight for our fourth anniversary because the weather is quiet for this night only.
For one night only.
Yes, yes. And so we have some people here, some loyal listeners and some friends and family, and this is really fun tonight. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Yay! Yay! Woo! We do have a full house here.
We have a full house. I know, it's fun. So we have this idea where after we talk just a little bit, we're going to ask you guys to tell us what topic you want to talk about. Oh, how is that going to work?
Well, I don't know. We're going to find out.
I know.
But I do want to, we'll chat a little bit about what's going on. Yeah. But then I did ask everybody that's here if they had a favorite show, if they wanted to think about their favorite show and tell us what it is.
Oh, is that what it was?
Sorry. Yeah. And we can, well, we can do both.
I'm lipping off here and I didn't even know what you said. Okay.
Oh, and Mike in the chat room is asking where we ended up. We are at the My Spirit Experience studio.
Mm-hmm. St. Louis Park.
In St. Louis Park. My business. We're here. So that's where we ended up because we can hold a lot of people.
Yep.
And we have food.
Yeah. And we have, you know, some beverages. Not alcoholic, though. But we were just saying if we offered beer, we might have a million people here. But, you know.
Then we would have a larger crowd.
Yeah, we would. We would. But so Heidi, so 4 years.
I know, right?
And I got Sarge to dig up the gathering.
That's awesome. I had to go quick turn off. I had some music playing in the background. And when I left to go turn it off, I came back and that was on and I was shocked. And I was like, Stephanie, what is happening? This is awesome. So 4 years.
Well, we were hoping that Kristen, who was our third co-host, could be here this evening, but she couldn't come because we were gonna do that live, and then
whatever. It would have been funnier.
But that's the three of us on the original one.
It is the three of us.
Yeah,
I know. And I honestly, I didn't think that we'd be on this long.
No, never. Right? It was just a cool idea. So Jerry of the calling.
Calling
wanted us to do the one Tuesday a month.
Yep.
Or it was Wednesday.
One Wednesday a month to get a break. And thought it would be a kick.
You did.
With Kristen Barton.
Yeah.
And that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
About 4 years ago. And we did it once a month for a couple years.
Yep.
2.5 years maybe.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? About 2.5 years.
Maybe, because it'll be 2 years in June since we went weekly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about 2.5 years, and then we decided about a year and a half ago, a little over, that we decided we were going to do a weekly show.
Yeah.
We have got to be nuts.
I agree, because, you know, we're kind of busy.
Who isn't busy?
So with this, we're crazy busy, but you know, we have such fun. That's why we keep it.
We do. And we love our listeners.
Yes.
People in the chat room.
Yeah,
which is funny because I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. So we have a handful of people in the chat room that are sitting right in front of us.
Yes, we do.
It's like they're double dipping.
Yes, they are double dipping.
They're double
dipping
our show. So I think that's hysterical. And but they said we have to be in the chat room because that's like the secret society. You know, that's like you got to be in the chat room too when you're listening to the show. So because sometimes there's a secondary thread running in the chat room that isn't what we're talking about. So anyway, then you get the best of both worlds when you're in the chat room too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 4 years. Good job.
Good job, co-host.
Yeah, right.
Good stuff. We kind of run off the cuff a lot, but you know, we work it.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's fun doing the show because we come up with some interesting topics, and everybody that listens, we actually get some great topics.
Yes,
from our listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what makes it fun. So that's why we keep doing it, because we always have fun stuff to talk about.
Yes.
There's always something going on.
Yes.
There's always an exploration and investigation, something that we're doing.
Yes.
And we can talk about it on the air then.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we do have a lot of stuff. In fact, yesterday, so Minnesota, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, but the weather here in Minnesota has been crazy. It's been, you know, 80 below or snowing like mad, which is why we had to cancel the last two live editions here. And so yesterday the Squatchers went squatching in our foot and a half snow. And that was crazy. So we're all pretty sore from that, Heidi.
Yes, I know. I was very sore last night because I'm not in practice walking through 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Miles. It's not just a little distance.
No.
We go miles in the snow.
Yeah.
And I am not in that shape.
No. I was worried I wasn't going to make it back. Seriously. Because my knee started hurting.
I'm like, worried about your knee.
Tim, you got to come carry me back because I can't walk anymore.
I know. I was worried about that. And you were like, you should get in the front. And I'm like, no way. You stay in the front because you're the pace setter.
I was pretty slow. Because
but that's why I said, if I go in the front, I'm going to turn around. You guys are going to be gone because I'm going to book it to get out of there just to get done.
It was
awful.
It was good.
It was
great. It was so quiet and calm out there, and it was just beautiful.
It was
and
really quiet.
Found some cool stuff, and
yeah, we did. It was very quiet though, like weird quiet.
Nice.
It was nice though, yeah. But it was kind of spooky being in the middle of the day, and it was so quiet out there in the woods. But I mean, it's always quiet in the woods, but this was like extra.
It was, and then when we knocked. Heard the tree shake or whatever it was. That was a weird sound.
That was weird.
I don't know what it was, but I don't know.
We were doing the knocking then when we were, we had our bat. We were doing knocking for Sasquatch and some weird, like, rattly shaking tree thing happening, which we hadn't heard before.
No, never. It wasn't a knock, and there was a woodpecker from the other side that we kept hearing too, but this was like, it sounded like trees shaking together.
Yeah.
And it was just once.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.
Yeah, because we knocked a couple of times and we didn't hear it again after that.
So I don't really know what that was all about, but interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So yeah, so that's what we were doing. Yeah, we were bait for sure.
Mike in the chat room asked if you were the pace setter or bait, and I said bait.
Well, here's the thing, you know, I used to be the
I
fastest.
Would have run faster.
Well,
there's no doubt.
And you know what's funny is before my knee surgery, everybody said Steffi's the fastest, so she's the one that's going to get out. And it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to be the bait because he's just going to be able to grab me in a minute, you know, because I can't run.
We're not worried about Sasquatch, we're worried about bears.
Well, that too, yes.
I don't think Sasquatch is going to grab us. I think a bear would be.
Well, the bears should be in hibernation, though. No.
Not if they're hungry.
Well, so I was out there about a month ago. You weren't able to come that time. And we did find bear prints, a lot of bear prints, actually. So they were out then. But since then, it's gotten super, super cold. And we've had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, bait for sure. Yeah, they'd catch me in no time. I wouldn't fail to run. But, you know. It's all good. So Jerry is on that chat line too, and he's saying he's very proud of that we have such a good show, Heidi, and that we had to have more than one. Karen's saying bears are benign. Yeah, I agree. I think so too. Unless they're mad or something, you know. But
bears are benign. I don't think so. That's what Karen in the chat room is saying. Bears are benign. Well, we'll see when they come and eat Stephanie. I'm just saying.
Mike's saying, I pity any bear that would mess with you, too.
That might be true. I could maybe cast some spell to whip the bear around in a tizzy, and they would be sorry they ever met me,
those bears.
That's great. So I'm thinking back, and we have a live audience, so we're going to ask them, too, to talk about, I want to just look back at some of our favorite shows, or some of our favorite topics, too. And I'll start, because I've been thinking about this. And some of my favorite topics that we've talked about, first of all, I will say animal guides, animal spirit guides,
yeah,
and elementals, because we talk about them every once in a while, and it's really fun to talk about those two topics. Those are probably my favorite topics to talk about. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis. Like,
yes,
if I could talk about anything on a regular basis, it would be animal guides and elementals. I could talk about that all day long.
Yeah. It is a fun one. People,
yeah,
really enjoy that.
Well, because everybody has animal guides, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody, the chat room, my in-person chat room here is not.
Yes.
But everybody has animal guides. So, it's something that we can all identify with, even if we don't know exactly what that means. Once we start talking about it, people are like, oh my gosh, I totally get this. Like, that makes sense. So I love talking about animal guides. So those are my two picks, probably.
Yes.
By far, any topic.
Yeah. Well, and I like the cryptid shows, because we've heard some really whammo stories about cryptids, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
You know, and like when we've talked to that, that man down in Kentucky, his name escapes me now, but he runs the Paranormal Museum down there, and he has some crazy ideas. Kyle Cadell. Yeah, he has some crazy ideas about, and you know, we hear crazy stories here in Minnesota about cryptids all over the state, and time travel was the other one that, you know, you and I both, our mouths were kind of hanging up and looking at each other.
Yeah.
When, you know, Ghost Dance is here, and he had suggested a few things to us, and we were both like, oh. And we looked at each other, just like we're looking at each other now, with our mouths hanging
open.
Yeah.
If you guys were with us every show and looking at our live audience, they're going to see how many times we talk just to each other, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And our mouths hang open a lot, like we're waiting for someone else to start talking, because we're processing, and like, we're both like, looking at each other like, wow. And nothing is coming out of our mouths. And I don't know who we're waiting for to talk, but it happens a lot. So you guys will be able to get first view on that, which is super exciting, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's true. And then some of these subjects, because we haven't really thought that deeply, or they'll ask a question we've never thought about before. And then it's like, I don't want to think about that. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. See, here we go. Okay,
we're going to stop that now.
So yours is time travel, and what else?
Time travel. I really like cryptids. I thought it was fun when we did the few live shows that we did before, you know, they decided they didn't want us to do those anymore, because, or location shows.
On location shows.
Yeah.
And it's tricky.
It is tricky
to do those. So I'm okay with them putting the kibosh on it, because it's hard to do those.
It is.
They're fun when you get them to work.
And we have a producer who's a saint, because we always had technical difficulties, and somehow we managed to pull it off, but really it wasn't because of us, I don't think. It was because of Sarge behind the scenes. So we have to thank Sarge, our fabulous producer, because if it weren't for him, oh my gosh, we would look really bad, I think, most of the time.
Yeah, well, he's been our producer for 4 years, the whole time.
Yes.
And we actually said we wouldn't do the show if he couldn't be our producer.
Yes, we did. Well, we decided to go weekly. We said, if Sarge can't produce it, we're not doing it. So, yeah.
So thank you, Sarge. Shout out to Sarge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought I thought one of my favorite on location ones was when we did that Elle's Place, you know, at the upstairs of Stanley's. That was fun.
And they were investigating while we were talking.
Yeah.
They were up there investigating and walking around. And
It was fun. It was fun. And we always said we were going to have a gathering dinner there. Remember? And all dressed up like the 30s or...
That's true.
We
should.
We're still open. It would be a fun event, kind
of. Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. You know what else we have to do?
Yeah.
Again, is light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yes, we do. And we've been talking about that. We've been talking about just our audience is laughing like mad here. I'm not sure what's going on.
So we have our conversation.
Yes.
There's a conversation going on in the chat room.
Yes.
And now a conversation going on in our double dippers here.
Like a three-ring circus.
It is. It is absolutely a three-ring circus here.
It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, Mike in the chat room, one of his topics is haunted vehicles.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one.
That was a good one. Yeah. Good call, Mike. That was your idea. I believe that was his idea, wasn't it?
It was his idea, and so, I talked about that investigation that we did down in Nebraska at that. It was a junkyard, and I'm like, oh, really? I didn't take it seriously, and then something followed us, you know, and our whole team was fighting, you know, because this entity was just crazy. But, yeah, that was a good show.
It was, absolutely. So, little double dippers here. We'll have to translate for them, since those of you who are listening cannot hear them, because we have microphone headsets. So, any favorite topics from anyone here?
Look at them.
Oh, now they're all quiet. You know, now, while we're talking, right? They're going nuts, like having to run from the room. They're laughing so hard, trying not to be disruptive.
I know.
And now I can't get a peep out of them.
I know. Oh, yeah. Michael Bodine.
Michael Bodine talking about vampires.
Yes.
It's probably one of the most in-demand replays we have.
You know, and...
That's a fact. That was Amy from our chat room.
Yes.
Said Michael Bodine and his vampire stories.
Yes.
That was interesting.
It was. And it's the same story every time he tells it.
Because he doesn't still do it. It was when he was a kid. So it was like one story.
He saw those vampires, and it was like a whole family, right? It was like a mom, dad, and the kids. And he was at one of those weird psychic camps for kids that, you know, because back in the day when he was young, people thought they were crazy if you were psychic. So he went to a sanatorium, you know, and it puts you away in the funny house. And then, so they had these different camps all over the U.S. where these psychics and people with abilities, and one of the things they had there was the vampires. And he talked about how his mom said, now you have to be good, you can't smart off or do whatever, you know, because he's kind of a smart aleck, because these guys will kill you. And then he talked about how they look, and
that was an interesting show. But it's hard because people want to come back and talk about vampires again, but that's the only one he had. Yeah.
I know.
What we should do, Peanut Gallery here, help us find someone that has current vampire stories that we can get on the show. If anybody knows, or anybody listening,
that would be good.
If anybody has some current vampire experiences, why is everybody pointing at Bob? Everybody's pointing at Bob.
Is he a vampire? Are you a vampire?
Apparently he's pointing at Bob. Apparently Bob is a vampire. So we'll have to have him on our show sometime. we should get a... Or if anybody knows a vampire, you can have... give them our information. We could have a vampire on the show.
That'd be fun.
That would be cool.
Edward Cullen, if you're listening, come on board.
Okay, a real vampire.
Just saying.
Not the guy from the movie. Yeah, we'll get the guy. If he could be on our show,
so
that'd be okay.
So do you guys think that vampires really exist? I'm asking our audience. I have some shaking heads.
Some that are
on the fence.
Some that are saying no. Bob said, if there are any, I could kill them with my kit. Well, I don't know if I'd kill them. That's probably not the right thing. I have a Monster Hunter kit that's I made for my Halloween open house, which it is very cool. But there's a lot of things we do first before we go to that extreme.
Yes. I would hope so. I've seen the kit.
Absolutely.
Karen is saying, what is a real vampire?
A real vampire. Well, here's my thought. I think vampires exist.
I do too.
In the energetic form. I mean, human form, like us, but an energy vampire. So that, I believe, is absolutely, that exists. Someone who's an energy vampire, whether it's intentional or unintentional, I think they're both two different kinds.
But you know, there have been stories of vampires for thousands of years, right?
So I'm not saying there's not real vampires.
Be true about that.
I think there's real vampires, too.
I do, too.
I don't know if they're like the movie version or the, you know, TV version. Yeah. I don't know if it's quite like that. But I think there might be real vampires. But I know that there's energy vampires, for sure, in spirit form and in human form.
Well, Michael Bodine said you'd be amazed to know how many vampires walk among us.
Well, I think they do exist.
I do, too. It makes me crazy when he says things like that. I truly believe him.
Well, and if you think, too, about, like, aliens and things like that.
Yes.
I know we differ on opinion on that, but I think they are walking among us, too.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, to the point where we're all alien to a degree, I mean, because we're all from somewhere else, souls or wherever. So, and then Karen's saying, what if aliens are vampires? Vampires are aliens, whatever way, in the chat room.
Well, what if we're all aliens? You know, like Ghost Dance always tells me the story about the Native American, you know, the original peoples of America always talk about how this continent looks like a turtle, and they call it Turtle Island. Well, how would they have known that 2,000 or 3,000 years ago? Nobody could take a picture from space. Where would they come up with that idea?
Take a picture from space?
I'm just saying, no.
What?
Who Ghost Dance has told me that the Native peoples of North America, you know, have always referred to the continent, the shape of it, as Turtle Island because it looks like a turtle. How would they know that? Right? Because this has been going on since forever. They've called it Turtle Island.
Well, but that's how you get spirit communication.
True.
Right?
Ghost Dance is in the audience. What? Sure. It's what you were taught, right? So, and it's been there for years.
Should I give my mic?
Yeah, on? Come over here and talk. We're going to put Ghost Dance on the radio.
You're now on the air.
All right, if I knew this was going to happen. All right, so the story is that some belief systems say that we actually came here from elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Turtle Island, as you said, this has been called Turtle Island for many, 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 many hundreds of thousands of years. And the question became, so how do we get that information? And, well, when we came here, we would have seen this from space. This is what we saw when we came down. So, we saw the shape of the turtle. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there weren't, obviously, GPS or mapping techniques available that long ago. And the information of this being called Turtle Island pre-exists all that technology.
Yeah. So, maybe.
I mean, two different. But yeah, they saw it come in. But yeah.
Star people, yeah.
A lot of our creation stories will tell you that we came from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. True.
And then we could start getting into the pictures of the bombed out buildings on Mars and the theory that maybe we inhabited that at one point in time and wasted that planet and
came here.
Mm-hmm. And now we're doing the same thing all over again.
Oh. No, we're not going to talk doomsday. We're good.
But it's such a happy topic.
No. Well, awesome. See, I knew he would be able to talk about it better, because whatever. Because when he started talking about it, I just had to throw that in there about the Turtle Island thing. You know?
Yeah.
Kat says, it doesn't matter where we came from, only where we're going and how we go about getting there.
Yeah.
Sectors, yeah. So, yeah, no, it is cool. It is cool. Yeah, and Jerry is saying that he knows someone who's a vampire. So he will get us that information. That'd be interesting. Yeah. Apparently this girl goes to bloodletting parties. Okay. Well. Okay, then.
Well, we'll have to get her information.
Yeah, well, for sure.
So, we talked about vampires. What else? And we talked about possible, we kind of migrated into the star people topic.
Yeah, that's all.
So what else? Peanut Gallery,
what else were your favorite subjects that we've talked about? Oh, yeah.
Steve Gonsalves. We had him on our show
did.
Like a year ago?
About a year ago. I did send him a message to be on again, so hopefully we'll hear back from him soon.
Cool. That was a fun show.
He's
a nice guy.
He is a really,
really nice guy. We get to talk to him at Paracon, or we won't have one this year, but he was super nice to have on the show. Really gracious.
Yeah. Really gracious.
Yeah.
He was fun.
And in person, he was like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He really is. Yeah. He's cool.
Good idea, Cindy. That was Cindy's favorite.
We're working on it. Should be on soon at some point.
Yeah. We'll have him again.
Yeah. Working on it. Swanee, how about you?
Oh. So Swanee said the steel toe location, that was last year for my birthday, because my birthday happened to be on the radio show night, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to not do the show.
Right.
Let's do the show, and we'll do it where we have some spirits with our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Swanee's idea to have it at Steel Toe. Thank you very much. Good call. It was lovely. I think we had about 400 pounds of cake there. Everybody brought cake.
We had lot of cake.
Everybody brought cake. Mm-hmm. And big cakes. Big cakes. Everybody. Which was nice. I like cake, but holy buckets.
I knew it already had cake before you even got there that day.
And beer and cake and beer. But it was fun. We had a good time.
It was fun. Yeah, we did. We did imbibe. So we were drinking on the air. And you know, it was probably a really fun show, right? It was a really fun show. I don't know what the listeners thought, but it was fun. So, Amy, what do you think? And Bob?
Well, Amy said vampires originally. So
vampires, yeah, you're right.
Hers. Yep.
Spirit guides.
Mm-hmm. That's always fun to talk about, too. It kind of goes with the animal guides, where everybody has them, so you can kind of relate. Even if you don't know your spirit guides or think you know them, once you start talking about them, it's just people start to kind of dial in and, oh, yeah, that makes sense, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to talk about spirit guides.
It is, for sure.
And I like asking spirit guide questions, and I've put this out there before, that if you have a question or a topic, excuse me, that you want us to talk about on the show, and we're not, you know, up on the how it goes, like what it's all about, I'll talk to my spirit guides and bring information back, and we'll do a show on it. Mm-hmm. So if there's a tricky topic,
yep, that's good.
We can tackle and bring back to the show. That'd be cool. So put it out there for everybody.
Absolutely.
Here in the chat rooms, can't OD on cake. Can, actually.
Yeah.
I said you can't OD on cake. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I might have done that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah, no, we've had a lot. And you know, like you said, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to do it here.
Yeah.
Because here's what's funny is we have a new building manager coming in to this building here. And she came to me and said that the table in the conference room, the low white coffee table, she said that would be perfect for light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
She goes, you should do it before we get rid of it, because they're going to remodel the
conference. Oh, yeah, so we got to do that quick.
And she said, you guys should do it. She didn't even know that we did it before.
Oh. Well, how did she, talk about it?
No. She said, isn't that weird? She came up to me and said, you know, that would be perfect table for, she goes, you remember that light as a feather, stiff as a board thing? And I was like, yeah. She goes, it would be perfect for that. I'm like, you have a point. I want to do that again. And we should do
that.
That's
crazy. Yes, we should. Yes, we should.
That would be perfect.
So when we did it, Tim and Casey were both there. And, you know, if we would have done it longer, we would have, I think it would have happened, because I could feel it. You could feel it. We all felt it.
Yeah. We didn't do it quite right. Because granted, we haven't done it since we were like 10.
Yeah.
And I forgot some of the rules.
Yeah.
And like, I'm supposed to do it. So I screwed it up.
Yeah.
Because I should have looked it up on Google.
Yes.
When in doubt, Google.
You got to Google it.
Yeah.
But we will do it. And I think, were we going to do that as a show, or were we going to do it first and then maybe do excerpts? I don't know. We got to figure that out. Because that would be fun.
It was fun as a show last time. Mm-hmm. I think we did it as a show, right? Last time?
We did.
Yeah. So you guys could see it on Facebook. We did it so you could watch us.
It was very fun. You know, it's the half hour, so we need to go to commercial break.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? It's 30 minutes. Just flew by. So stay tuned. We're on the Para-X Network. This is The Gathering.
Oh, hey, Heidi. What are you listening to? Heidi. Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para-X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling. The Calling. The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on Para-X.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Jenna Valadez with The Basement Files. Tune in Friday nights, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
The Gathering. The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network, and we are talking about our four-year anniversary.
Yes.
And all of our shows that we have had fun with, liked, whatever, and we have our double dippers here, as we've started calling them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the chat room,
and they're sitting in front of us. Yeah.
So we've been asking them also what their some of their favorite shows and topics are, so we've been having fun kind of reminiscing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of people in the chat room. I'm trying to keep up with like everybody joining, and I hope I got everybody that's in the chat room. If I didn't, I apologize. But
yeah, there's a ton of them. You know, one of the other things that we used to do occasionally was seances, which was also fun.
Seances, yeah.
It took longer, so it didn't really.
It's hard to do a seance. Because sometimes, as you know, in a seance, and those listening that have done a seance, mm-hmm. you have to just be quiet for a little bit and, like, wait for information to come through or something to come through, and that doesn't work mm-hmm. for radio, because they can't sit there and watch you look at each other because they can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to stop doing that.
We need a sport.
So Cindy in the peanut That's gallery here cool. said that we should have a sports commentator when we do our seances.
You should. Heidi. Well, this is what they're doing now. And blah, 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 blah,
look at Heidi. Did you see her shift her posture?
Yeah.
I think something is connected with her.
Well, they're getting all worked up, you know, whatever. Yeah.
We do need someone to do a play-by-play of a seance. I would just like to hear that, actually.
Well, it would be fun. We have talked about doing a seance and then talking about it on the radio show after.
Yeah.
You know, because we could have a voice recorder running and whatever. And
mm-hmm.
So maybe we have Cindy do that, and it turns out we can just do it, you know, put it on. That would be fun, though.
Yeah. I want the sports commentator.
I do, too.
Yeah.
The seance commentator.
Seance commentator.
That would actually be really, really
fun. Cindy, you could do it.
Yay!
Cindy would do it. So we could do it on the air. We'd have to get permission. I think we're not supposed to do it. We'd have to get permission. But if we got permission and promised to have a sports commentator, a seance commentator.
I wonder if they would let us do it. A video show as well.
Video show?
Where would we put it?
We could.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to think about that. That's a good idea, though. Because that's always funny.
It's funny.
We always have spirits stopping by. So, I mean, it was like nonstop, really, for when we did it. because we've done a couple of them, right? We did that one at Thanksgiving, and then we did that here at the studio. And then we did the light as a feather, stiff as a board. So those were the three oddball things that we did.
Yep.
I think we should do that. That would be fun.
We'd have to see. We could always do the seance ahead of time. Like they
recorded.
Yeah. That might be better. We'll see.
Sydney's still talking about being the seance commentator. Whatever we said. Seance caster. So, yeah, good ideas, because we do have to, you know, we're just kind of trying to lay out 2019 right now on our schedule, so I think that's, maybe we need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, Karen says do it ahead of time, and then overlay the commentator.
We're getting kind of fancy now.
We are.
I'm not sure if we can handle that kind of technology. We can barely get this thing on the air.
That's right, because, you know.
Yeah. We'll see.
But hey, we've been doing this for 4 years, so we must be okay.
Well, I say. We're getting it on the air, and that's the most important thing.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
We're doing something right anyway. So, you know what I have to say? I'm going to take a break and go into something else, because this just came up this weekend. Mm-hmm. We were reviewing evidence from an investigation. Mm-hmm. It was actually from the Bakken. And I think some of you know this, and that are here with us. We had Marilyn who came and was taking pictures. And there's this one room in the Bakken that had this gal, the spirit, come through, which comes through every time we're there. Oh. Every single time she comes through.
She's
right?
Like a housekeeper or something.
Yep. Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And she worked there in like the 30s or 40s. And she seems fine. We've asked her if she wants help. I don't want her to be there. If she doesn't want to be there, I'll do whatever I can to help her. Nope, she's fine. All things are good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this time, we were trying to figure out her name, and we couldn't. We just started calling her Rosemary because we didn't have an idea of what her name was, and they didn't find any records or anything yet. Well, Marilyn took a picture, a bunch of pictures. She like pokes her head out the door, and she'll take pictures down the hallway. She actually got a photo of a woman in the picture near the room that we were in.
Really? Mm-hmm. Rosemary?
Well, that's what we think.
Yeah.
We actually found out that her name is Marion.
Well, pretty close, really.
That's what I thought.
Marion? Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, is it close?
I think it is.
I say yes. Rosemary, Marion. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, she got the photo with the woman's figure in it near the room that we're in. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right? And she got another figure in the other room that we were in, that we were investigating, and we heard, or we saw figures, and we got some, actually that room, we got a lot of EVP activity, and Amy, I'm looking at her because she was there. We actually had a spirit use the, what is it, ghost box, right? And swear? Yeah. Oh. How often do you hear that?
Not very often.
Right? They said the F word.
Uh-huh. Really?
But it was like the extended version. It wasn't just the four letter. It was like ED or ING or something.
Oh.
I can't remember which one it was, right? At the end. It was like extended.
Wow.
I won't say it. Of course I won't say it because you're not supposed to say that stuff in the radio. No. But this is what we're doing is scanning these radio stations, right?
Yes.
So you know that word didn't come from the radio.
Yes.
Because you're not supposed to say that stuff.
Right. I don't know that there's any radio stations that will let that on there.
No. Not even an accident.
They
keep it out because they have everything on delay, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, so she caught another spirit out in that area, too. A different one, a man.
Hmm.
And it was a male voice, wasn't it? And then he apologized.
Oh.
He said, sorry.
Oh. Hmm? So he said the naughty word, and then he said, I'm sorry.
He did. He said, what did he say in between that we think he said? I'm here, or something. And then he said, sorry.
Oh.
He said the F word. Maybe he didn't realize he was being heard.
Maybe.
Caught him.
You caught him in the act.
We did.
Just shouting off, you know what I mean? Oh, my.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just had to interject that because I thought it was interesting that we got some cool pictures along with activity that we've had.
I get pictures because it's so rare that we get pictures.
Here's the deal. Those of you that know Marilyn, few of you here know Marilyn, she's a magician when it comes to photos. Like, that's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn. She gets photos. She takes pictures. She usually uses a couple different kinds of cameras. I think she uses a digital, and then she also uses a film camera.
Oh, really? Like an old one?
Yeah, an old one. It's
what, real film.
Not even 10 years ago. Yeah. So, but it feels like ancient. So she gets the craziest photos you've ever seen in your entire life, like on these investigations. So
that's
anyway,
cool. That's
yeah,
really
she's
cool.
A genius when it comes to that. That's like her thing, I guess. So anyway. I just had to interject that because I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. I love it. I love it. Kat, she's talking about, does anyone know why how chocolate-covered caramels would explode? Two boxes of half-price Valentine's candy, only the caramel fill exploded. Well, maybe there's a paranormal reason for that.
That could be. I don't know what other reason. Because why would only half explode?
Random microwaves, Lorraine says. Maybe alien teens and caramel is their least favorite. That's a good one.
It could be. I'm stumped. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's funny. Well,
so
that's why I love it when we get pictures of mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so awesome. We're going back actually next month, going to the Bakken, and we're going to see if we can talk to her using her actual name.
Mm-hmm.
And see what kind of response we get.
Marianne, you said no.
Marianne, yep. So, we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. You won't be there, Swanee, right? It's okay. Next time, you'll be there in April. Yep. And that'll be cool. So, I'm excited, though, to go back. You're going to be there, right, Amy? Yeah, Amy's going to be there. And hopefully we can get Marilyn back to do some more photos, too. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. So, and Tim will be there, because Tim's a team leader. Tim's not even listening.
Tim Mouse gets touched, right?
We did post a video. I think I told you I posted a video
yeah.
online. Tim getting
yeah.
his pet tickled. Again. Swanee says, again. Tim gets touched every time. Although we always ask for Tim to get touched. So I guess spirits are listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Tim doesn't mind it. So I always say, go touch Tim. He said it makes me giggle.
Giggling from the peanut gallery here.
Yeah.
This is fun. So it's the full moon tonight. I was surprised. I guess I didn't realize that, which you'd think I would know, because I usually know when there's a full moon.
There's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. Beautiful, and I think it's a super moon.
Yep.
Right?
Lots of energy.
So it is beautiful out. And I was looking, because I've had some trouble lately just with things in general, like schedules and emails and whatnot, and it is not Mercury retrograde.
Oh,
that's not until the 5th of March.
Talk about that, Heidi.
I'm in trouble if I'm already feeling the vibe now.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
I'm just saying.
I know, because that's not until March, right? March
5th,
mid March or early.
What, the 28th, 23rd, something like that.
Oh, I better get Rescue Remedy. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So, what else? Topics? Anyone? Chat room?
Come on, guys. We didn't invite you here for anything. You have to come up with something for us to talk about.
Stephanie said that all on her own.
I'm kidding.
That is not me.
I'm absolutely kidding. I know everybody's looking at me like, really? No, I don't know. We've had a lot of good conversations and a lot of good topics, and we've been in a lot of really fun locations.
You know who was who's going to be on our show next month is Bob Peterson.
Yes.
And he was on, it was over a year ago now, and he was the person that was talking about out-of-body experiences.
Yes.
And he'll be on again. That was actually a really
fun show. That was another one where we sat there and looked at each other with our mouths.
We did, a lot. Yes. We just stared at each other with our mouths open while we were listening to him talk. And we actually had a lot of people wanting that show
yes.
when we have reruns.
Yes. And in 2 weeks, we have the gal on. Her name is Katie Elizabeth, and she is a cryptid researcher out in New York. And she's looking for the Lake Champlain lake monster, who is like our Peppy.
Yep. That'll be cool.
She does time, and she's funded.
Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
She is a fully funded
awesome.
Lake monster researcher.
Yes.
That's her full-time job.
Yes.
How cool is that?
I'm hoping she can give us some hints on how we can look for, you know, Peppy.
I know, right? How do you get fully funded to do that?
Oh, but I sure would love it. She has, are you friends with her on Facebook yet? You should.
I'll find her, yeah.
She, every once in a while, she posts pictures, you know, from her office window, and there's Lake Champlain and, you know, whatever, and she's, you know, it's awesome. It's really fun.
It is.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, there's a couple of lakes in Minnesota where there's claims to be lake monsters. It's not just Lake Pepin. It's, you know, Leech Lake. We've heard stories. And Lake Superior as well.
Yep.
So it's those big, deep lakes. So, I mean, yeah, we need to get on that.
Yeah.
Because how is that? But the story in Leech Lake, I mean, that man told me about that a couple of years ago at Bigfoot Days. And he said that he was out in a canoe and that something came up from the waters, and he said it was like it had, you know, like a brontosaurus in the water, and it scared him. And that he said the canoe kind of went kittywampus, and he said he will never ever go back out on Leech Lake again, ever. So something's there. That would be a fun one to look for. But so hopefully she'll give us some tips. Maybe she'll come here. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be cool.
She can make a field trip to Minnesota and help us find our monsters.
Yeah.
Or give us some hands-on
ideas. Or give us some tips on how to look for...
Give us some training on how to do it herself and what she does.
Yeah. You know. When she has, you know, free time.
Yes. I write because nobody has.
So Mike in the chat room said, didn't you do a Christmas discussion on Krampus?
We did.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And we had this big conspiracy thing going on about Krampus might actually be the mythical god Pan.
Yes.
Because I'm like, gosh, they look a lot alike.
Yes.
And then we thought, well, is the goat man Krampus at the trestle Krampus actually Krampus when he's off holiday?
Yeah.
Does he hang out at the trestle?
He's nasty, that guy down there. I'm just saying.
When Krampus isn't working, he's hanging out at the trestle?
At the bridge. Yeah, he's down at the bridge.
I'm thinking.
Hopefully.
I still think that that might be the case. I think we're on to it. Nobody, we broke that story here.
Yes, we did. Right here on the gathering.
Krampus is the goat man
in
Kentucky.
When we're in Kentucky this fall and we're doing that investigation, we should ask that question. Are you really Krampus?
We should. We didn't even ask that last time. How stupid.
So we need to do that this time.
We break open this like cool story and we don't even follow up on it when we go there.
We don't even ask that question when we're down at the bridge doing that
investigation. We're apparently not professionals.
Well, we will most certainly do it this time. Jerry is asking when the Squatchers are coming back on. We should do that. We should do a Bigfoot show.
Probably after the Squatch chat.
Yes, we're having a Squatch chat.
Easy for you to say.
Karen is arranging this Squatch chat. I know, it's hard to say, isn't it? Up in Effie, Minnesota.
Yep.
So that's happening on the 2nd of March. So the Squatchers will be up there, and we're going to be doing some squatching, and we will have this Squatch chat. So hopefully we'll come back with lots of stories. So then that might be a good time, actually, to have us on, and maybe we can have one of the local researchers as a guest on as well. That would be fun. So we'll do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Definitely. So there was...
People like to hear about Bigfoot, too.
Sherry, I don't want to miss anything here, in our chat room said multiverse theory. Is that a topic? I want to make sure that I'm not
multi-universe.
It says multiverse theory.
Oh.
And I want to make sure that, is that a topic that you're suggesting that we tackle? Because that looks like I would have to tackle it hard, because that, I don't know anything.
I don't know what that is, multiverse.
I'm
going to
look it up right now. Multiverse is a hypothetical group of...
Oh. Ghost Dance is nodding his head.
Oh, hi. You're right there.
Well, because you have a chat
room. I'm looking in the chat room. I'm like, where? I'm not used to having people in front of us.
You're nodding his head.
Multiple universes, including the universe which we live. These universes comprise everything that exists. Space, time, matter, energy, and the physical laws and constants that describe them. Oh, my Lord, my brain is bending. If that's a topic, I am game, but, oh yeah, she said it is. Oh, help us.
So then we'll be quiet the whole time.
Sherry, do you know a lot about this? Are you going to be our guest on that show?
Oh,
I'm just curious. No, I can ask my spirit guides, too, and see what they have to say about it, because it would be cool to... I think if I did it right now, I'd be awfully quiet, and then I wouldn't be much for the show. But
exactly.
Because I'd be having to listen.
Well, Ghost Dance is doing a dance over here because he really likes that idea of the multiverse.
You like that idea? Says it's an interesting concept. Interesting. It sounds like it. I mean, it sounds perfect for our show.
It does.
We just have to do a little digging before.
We're going to write it down so we don't forget.
Yeah, we don't want to forget. You do. Sherry is saying she does. Well, you would, Sherry, you're going to have to shoot us an email so we can maybe chat with you at some point and see if we can. Because if you know a lot about it, it would be fun to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. So send us, go to our Facebook page and message us with your info, and then we can get a hold of you, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then Cindy, Peanut Gallery Cindy, is saying what topic? Ooh, Akashic Records. Ooh, that would be a good one. Hey, didn't you just have a reading?
Yes.
Oh, good. Maybe we could have him as a guest.
What is it? What is it?
Akashic Records.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't?
No.
It's when you read someone's Akashic Records, it's like you go into the history of their soul.
Oh.
And you can get all sorts, like anything.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if you're allowed access to everything, but I think right. So. Oh. That's my understanding.
Akashic
Record. Mm-hmm. And Cindy, you just had a reading this weekend, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, it's really neat. And he just sits there and does it. Like, he doesn't have anything in front of him. He just you sitting there, and he just starts getting information, pulling out of the Akashic Records, her Akashic Records.
So is it like a file cabinet they just bust open, and then they say,
pretty
this
much.
Is where your soul has been and what you've been doing?
Yeah, it's like a file cabinet.
Wow, that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, that's a good topic for a show.
It is.
And we can see if the guy that...
That would be good. You know, another thing that we've often said is we should have an astrologer on the show.
Yeah.
Because we talk about astrology quite often, and neither one of us really know a lot about it.
Nothing.
We kind of just dabble in it and talk about what we've read, but we don't really know a lot about it. So, yeah. So, yeah, so good ideas.
Six. Tim, you've been awfully quiet, except you've been a little giggle monster tonight.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you've been awfully quiet.
Yeah. TV psychics.
TV psychics? Like, in what aspect, Bob? What everybody thinks about. Would it be specific to TV psychics or just psychics in general? Maybe in general.
TV psychics, yeah.
Psychics in general.
Yeah.
That's a... it is an interesting topic, you know, to talk about some of the work that we do, you know, and how legit is it? How do you know? No.
I always say my rule of thumb is if a psychic is trying to read you and they ask you more questions than information they give out, oh, they're pretty fake. I mean, you know what? If they're a true psychic, they should be able to read you and tell you things without asking you a million questions.
Yeah. Although I do know from personal, like my own growth, and it's hard to, it's because you're nervous when you're first starting sometimes. Right. Maybe not everybody was. I was. And so it's hard to trust yourself. And so when you say about the questions, and I get that you shouldn't be asking tons of questions, but sometimes it's the question, like you already know the answer, but you have to ask the question because you don't trust the answer that you're getting. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's hard when you're just new.
Right. But there are like famous psychics that are constantly out there baiting people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like even, I won't even name names.
Don't name names.
Bad, but there are a lot of TV ones that do that. And I'm like, you're so fake. You're just so fake, it's coming out of yours.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Phone psychics?
Yeah, phone psychics.
Have you ever done one of those? Amy is saying phone psychic. Has anybody here done a phone psychic? They're all pointing at Bob again.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob.
Bob is the one.
So nobody here has done a phone psychic. I have not done a phone psychic. You have not. I have not. No one has.
Never.
Anyone in the chat room done a phone psychic? You see those commercials and everybody looks really happy and like, that was super successful, and I would call every, you know, 3 months.
Because they probably ask them a million questions and tell them that they want to hear. Yeah,
I don't know. That's what I want to know.
Yes.
That's what I want to know. Phone psychics.
Yeah.
Anyone in the chat room had a phone psychic reading? Was it good? Was it... Half our chat room is sitting here, so no from these folks here. But if anybody else is in the chat room that's had a phone reading, curious.
Yeah. But, well, Mike is also talking about spiritual Wikipedia. That would be interesting.
Spiritual Wikipedia. What is that?
What?
Spiritual Wikipedia.
But it would be fun to figure it out, right? Spiritual Wikipedia.
What does that mean? You're like all excited about it. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know.
Well, it sounds cool, right?
Spiritual. It does sound cool, but I have no idea what it means.
Well, come on now. You know I'm the digging one of us too. So come on, I'm just saying spiritual Wikipedia. Okay.
But I admit right away.
And the cat says 89 definitions of ghost alone. Okay, well, so there we go. We could start there with 89 definitions of ghost in the spiritual Wikipedia. I love it.
89.
See if you can book James Randi. Okay, Ghost Dance. Who is James Randi?
He's a stage magician and scientific skeptic.
He is.
Looking it up. Oh. I didn't know that. Okay. I did not know off the top of my head. And it's Randi, by the way.
Oh, he's a pseudo-skeptic. Pseudo-skeptic.
Yep. He has exposed the dirty tricks of
psychics. TV psychics. Yeah, we should have him.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd pay $1 million if you can prove there's a psychic.
Is that right?
Possible. So he put out $1 million if someone could prove that they're psychic. So he's saying, if you guys, you probably can't hear him. He's saying that there's a controlled environment and you come in and you jump through their hoops of some kind, whatever. And if you can prove that you're psychic, they give you $1 million. So people have gone in and done this, I'm guessing.
And they have been able to prove it. Yeah. 50 years.
Well, they don't know Tim Donahue, do they?
Oh!
Just saying.
I love it.
They just don't know Tim. But Tim, you should do it. Say, put it back on the table.
Well, in time travel, we got to do another episode of time travel. We did that last week, and then we can do it. So,
no, that would be fun, though. I like that.
Yeah. Well, this was fun. So, you know, we're nearing the end of our hour. It's 8:57 already.
I know it is. It's already zipped through. Four-year anniversary. Yeah. And we celebrate with the best people on the planet. On our show and in person.
And on the chat line.
Chat line. And in person and on the radio.
Yes, yes. It's awesome.
So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Parrot. Thank you, Sarge, I got to say. Thank you.
Again. Thank you,
Jerry, for getting us on to begin with all those years ago.
Yeah.
Because we were on his show every once in a while. Remember when he needed a substitute or something? Yeah. I would be on there. And then.
Yeah, Jerry and The Calling is kind of like our sibling show.
Yeah. And they're on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time on this same network. And Sarge, who has always been good to us and, you know, picked it up for we
dealing with our weirdness.
Yeah, exactly. And saying, okay, then.
And yeah, thank you to Pair X for hosting us for the whole time. And thank you to everybody who's been listening. We really appreciate it. And everybody here that's with us tonight, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yay!
And we'll be here next week. New show.
Next week. New show.
Apparently a lot of topics. We'll pick one.
We'll pick one and do it. Yes, absolutely. And we might be at Super Pan Anita's house next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Night, everyone.
The Gathering.